I think it's a great buying opportunity, which is why I bought stock. I'm on my chairman bought stock. And we're still going to be producing about $50 million of free cash flow, paying down debt. We are working with the bankers right now to basically adjust the payments and the hedge delivery schedule to meet the new mine plan. Because it isn't the same as the feasibility, and the costs, everything was originally based on the feasibility studies.
Good afternoon, Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse. Contango Ore, how did I do, my friend?
You did well, Andy. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. So I saw you down here in Atlanta. We'll take a step back even further. I saw you in July as an Alaskan or a former Alaskan started. That really piqued my interest. We had a great talk there. Loved your business model, your interview. Loved that you're going production really quick and also very cheaply, if you would. Music to my ears. Saw you in Atlanta. I was not, I don't remember exactly when I bought, but I bought, it was in the teens. So, I bought in the teens. And then something happened. We had a big pullback in November and I bought a significant amount more. So just so all of our listeners and viewers know that I am a shareholder of Contango Ore. But Rick, tell me what's going on there. What happened? And you bought a lot down here as well. And just talk to me about all of that.
Kind of a quick repeat of our Manh Choh project, which achieved production last July. It was our first gold pour. We had planned to have two gold pours last year, 2024, and we ended up having three, which was, good news. We produced more gold than planned, and pretty much as per the cost that we had anticipated. Now, however, in November, right around Thanksgiving, we were informed by Kinross of the 2025 mine plan, and it definitely was significantly different and downgraded, if you will, from what the original feasibility plan had envisioned for 2025. And so two things. Basically, we're producing 20% less gold, and it's a combination of basically the limitations on the truck transport, bridge weight restrictions, moisture content, and ice and snow and build up in the wintertime and mud build up in the summertime. That's all part of the gross weight of the truck, and the gross weight of the truck can't exceed certain limits, and so that's effective ore carrying weight that we lose. And so that was all incorporated into the 2025 plan, which meant, long story short, we're transporting fewer tons of ore and therefore producing lower amount of gold. So one category of things. Second thing is the biggest change in the mine plan, frankly, is the gold price. And we're comparing it always to the feasibility study because previously, that's what we, we're running on. So when we did the feasibility study, we used a $1,400 gold price. And of course, the gold price has significantly increased since then. And so now we're using a $2,500 base gold price. And that does two things. It lowers the cutoff grade of economic ore, which therefore lowers the average grade of the deposit that we're transporting. And so when you have that weight restriction, that's what sort of net results in a 20% less gold production. Now and that was obviously not good news. And then therefore the price is more expensive because it costs the same to transport, to pay for the truck to transport the ore up there, as whether it's, transporting, 43 tons of ore or 50 tons of ore. So, and then the milling costs are coming in higher based on the third batch that starts to run more of the sulfide. So those are all the things that combine to make an average, a higher all-in sustaining cost at $1,400 for the life of mine, and fewer ounces. So lower cash flow. The other thing that I think that I don't think shareholders paid enough attention to with the lower cutoff grade, we did add a year to the mine life. So, you know, when you lower cutoff grade, you have more ounces that are in the economic pit. That increased, you know, increased the life of mine by 1 year. So, you know, bad news is if you're producing fewer ounces because you're limited by the truck transport, but your costs are higher. So those are two, you know, not good news. But the good news is that you have another year of ore that you're going to be delivering. So rather than end of mine life in 28, it's 29 now. So, I think, you know, obviously that wasn't good news, but I think the market like way overreacted, my opinion. And that's why I bought stock, why my chairman bought stock. And I just added to my position here last week. So, it's continues to be a very tough equity market. What do they say? 20 attaboys makes up for one oh shit. But, that's kind of the market we're in. And, the stock got hammered. I think it's a great buying opportunity, which is why I bought stock and why my chairman bought stock. And we're still going to be producing about $50 million of free cash flow, paying down debt. We are working with the bankers right now to basically adjust the payments and the hedge delivery schedule to meet the new mine plan, because it isn't the same as the feasibility, and the costs, everything was originally based on the feasibility study. So those aren't big. That's not a big deal. It's sort of what you'd expect to do with a different mine plan, especially when you have $1,000 difference in the gold price. You're going to have to tweak things and move things around a bit. So, but I don't see that as any sort of a significant issue.
Got it. So if I might interject here, I'm glad you said the part about, well, your mine life is extended, because it seems like, just I'm paraphrasing here just so I can understand it, it's really an issue of transportation, really. So that's like, okay, it's a bummer that you're not generating the cash flow immediately that you have, but it's not like the money's gone either. Am I correct in saying that?
I think another way to sort of state that is we're actually going to be producing more ounces over a longer period of time, albeit at higher cost, because, you know, again, when you're just the cutoff grade go down, we took off a gram average grade of the deposit by lowering the cutoff grade. And it's $1,000 difference between, you know, the cutoff grade and the feasibility study at 1400 and the cutoff grade at today's long-term price that we're using, long-term being long, you know, life of mine sort of a price of 2500. So, most gold deposits being mined today only have a gram of gold as their average grade. That's the delta in the difference between a $1,400 cutoff and a $2,500 gold deposit for our deposit, which of course is, you know, averages 8 grams per ton. And that's as per the feasibility study. And now basically is about 7. So, but again, we've added a year. So we've lost a gram of gold in the average grade, but we've extended the mine life by a year. So yeah, it's a trade-off. And that is the way you run a mine. I mean, you want to maximize the resource and the resource / reserve. So when you're lowering the cutoff grade like that, you're actually taking resource and making it into reserve. That's the basic definition and the difference between what's a resource and what's a reserve.
Yep. And speaking of that, going back to the price, I think, two things. I think investors, I mean, this is easy to say because I'm not underwater. I'm actually fine. Just for all of our listeners, that's not a brag. That was just more an issue of timing. And also I significantly doubled down at these levels. And we got a decent bounce here in the last week or two, if I'm not mistaken. But that being said, I think we pay too much attention to short-term fluctuations. But that being said, this was a big fluctuation. So if you are paying attention, you are watching it strategically, this could very well, and this is not advice, but this could very well be an opportunity. And that's what I saw it as. And that's what you saw it as well, Rick. Is that correct?
Yeah. And, you know, you have to, you know, put things in context. you know, obviously, like I said, the announcement in November, the press release in November was not a good news announcement. But it was also on the back of Trump being elected, and which I think is great for the mining industry in general and for, you know, perhaps permitting reform and all the things that might be easier to get some more mining done. But the gold price went down on Trump's election by I think $200, if my memory serves me right. And then on top of that, everybody got hammered. And when I look across at our peer group, the peer group is down about, you know, 20 to 30%, and we're down about 40. That's if I just sort of do the average there. So it's definitely been a tough time in the junior market. In fact, I'd say that the majors have also not done well either. Not necessarily all for the same reasons, but bottom line, you know, gold is just not getting a lot of generalist love right now. You know, obviously we're a relatively thinly traded stock. I mean, you know, we don't have a lot of shares outstanding, which means you tend to be a bit more volatile. And of course the shorts can take over and the rumor mill can drive the shorts or the shorts can drive the rumor mill or whatever. But yeah, I was hearing, you know, in the blogosphere, I was saying, oh, you know, they're going to go bankrupt. They're not going to be able to deliver into their hedges. And it's like, that's like complete nonsense. So, you know, banks will work with us and they are working with us. And it's, like I said, it's when you have $1,000 difference in the gold price you're using to determine your mine plan, of course your mine plan's going to change. So, banks like the idea that we have another year of mine life.
Yeah, we'll make more money, right? Well, excellent. Exactly. Well, let's talk about the plan then, going through, really take us through the first quarter, or even if they can take us through the second quarter then, or however long you want to go. What is the plan coming out of this now, and what are you looking for?
Yeah, let's go all year. So we'll have our first batch for 2025 starting in February here. And it takes, you know, it takes roughly a month to run the batch, a little less, but, you know, kind of rough numbers, about a little less than a month to run the batch. And then it takes a bit to, that's getting the ore into the system, and it takes a while to extract the ore from the CIP circuit. So all in all, by the time you get paid for your gold and everything else, it's kind of a 2 month period of time. So, and that's what we need to adjust the payment schedule for into the hedge delivery schedule. And like I said, these things aren't complicated to move around, to adjust a little bit. You know, we're not going to move it a year. We're just going to move it a month or two. So that's the process that's ongoing now with the bank. So we'll have our first gold batched in February. So by the end of February, we should be reporting on, you know, what that was. Yeah, we're anticipating delivering about 60 million ounces of gold this year for the full year, and they're roughly equal. You know, they're gonna vary a little bit. For a company with, you know, less than 13 million shares outstanding, it's a lot of gold per share.
And so let me interrupt you just on that. To all of our listeners, that's a really, really tight share structure. When I look at an evaluated company, and another thing that it really attracted me to Contango Ore was the tight share structure. You got to grow, and that's either debt or issuing shares. But somebody that has a tight share structure, they're, in my mind, they're not issuing debt or taking on debt or issuing shares haphazardly. They have a plan in place, and they have the plan to the assets to do that. Also, let me just, as I'm reminded, as I say all that, there'll be a landing page link in the both in the cards throughout this video, as well in the show notes, both on the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on this YouTube video. Please, if you are interested in more information and want to be on the mailing list of Contango Ore, please put in your email address and name on that. Sorry for the interruption, Rick. Go ahead.
I know. So, you know, first gold pour in March, and then basically every 3 months after that, we'll have another gold pour. So it's a sort of the middle month of every quarter, if you will. And you know, for a total of 60,000 ounces expected to be produced. And, you know, I think it's a conservative plan right now. The average, with the average all-in sustaining cost being around $1,400 for the life of mine, it's a little higher for next year. But we are working on ways of looking at driving those costs back. So, you know, I think what Kinross and what we put forward in our November announcement was, you know, what I would kind of consider a worst case scenario. We're going to achieve that. We're likely going to exceed that in terms of production. And I think we'll work on ways to get back some of those tons that we were, you know, that the limitations resulted in the reduction in effective tons delivered to the mill. And let me just spend a little bit of time going through those, and they're kind of in Please. Three broad categories. So bridge rate restriction was a big one, significant one. And since that announcement, the federal government now has approved the repairs on the bridge. So that's going to result in the Alaska Department of Transportation relooking at those bridge weight restrictions. Now that they have a timeline to repair the bridge and they have the funds now to repair the bridge, they can put that back into the calculus to say, okay, well, here's the bridge weight restrictions that we'll have. Now, no guarantee that they'll reduce them, but they are going to relook at them and see if that can, if we can gain, you know, result in bumping those back up, and then we can gain, you know, a few more, you know, three or four more tons there. Moisture content was another big area there where we lost effective transportation. And in that, there's some mitigating things we can look at the mine site itself to basically get rid of water drainage and burns and things to keep water out of the bottom of the pit where you're mining, so you're not moving it or not moving moist material. And the same thing at the stockpiles. Whenever you build new stockpiles, there's always sags and low spots, and you don't know where all those are exactly. And putting proper drainage in when you do know where they are and getting rid of that water. So all those kind of things are going to take place to reduce the moisture content. So again, those are sort of incremental improvements in effective load transport to Fort Knox. And then the third area is ice and snow buildup on the trucks. That is now being included in the gross weight calculation in the wintertime, and the same thing in the summertime with mud buildup. And so we're going to put a wash plant in before it gets out of the highway in the summertime. And then it's just knocking the snow off the trucks, snow and ice buildup off the trucks. Most of it accumulates on the drive from the mine site to the highway. Once you're on the highways are generally clear of mud in the summertime and of ice and snow in the wintertime, obviously, because you know, that's a big part of what the Alaska Department of Transportation does, is make sure the roads are clear, especially in the wintertime. So again, there's mitigating things we can do here to get some of those tons back, and we'll be working on those to as the year progresses here.
Yeah, you really smiling here on the other side, because you really have to be aware of the details. And just you mentioning all that, it's like it just brings me back to growing up in Alaska. It's like, you're driving in the winter, you got to knock off the snow and ice. And I remember going down the freeway and just with a bunch of snow, and I didn't think of it because it's just a car.
Yeah, a big truck and trailer, tandem trailers. They definitely pick up. It's several tons. I think it's two to three tons of
top ice. Of course, that adds a lot of weight.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to mention again, just real quick. I'm going to put in the show notes as well as a card, just how to if people want to get in touch with you, be a part of your mailing list, and that sort of thing. I'll put in that in the show notes and on the cards. Rick, real quick, we got to wrap it up here. What do you want to leave with people, and give your website address as well as the sticker symbols if people want to purchase you. And again, you want to really do the Warren Buffett: buy when things are low and sell when things are high. And Yeah, this is a great, really, and this is not advice, but I saw this as a fantastic value here. So I added more to my portfolio. And you didn't pay me to say that, although you are a sponsor to this site. I just went out on my own accord and bought a bunch more just probably 2 to 3 weeks ago.
And so obviously I bought stock and my chairman does, and I just added some more last week. So, you know, we obviously believe in the story. Our first priorities are to pay the debt off, and we'll be working on putting a plan together to continue to advance our other projects. Lucky Shot, high grade quartz vein, mesothermal quartz vein there north of Anchorage, and then our Johnson Tract project across the inlet from Anchorage, you know, 1 million ounce, you know, over 9 gram deposit there. So we're focused on high grades, and we're working on a plan to identify a place to process those. So there'll be a lot of catalysts and a lot of news flow this year, starting with our first gold pour here and starting in February. So our website is www.contangoore.com, and Contango ore does have two O's next to each other, so it looks a little odd, but that is the actual correct spelling to get to the website. And you'd mentioned the landing page link, so I do encourage people to come and take a look at the landing page, and then you can, you know, kind of look at the rest of the company from there. But I think we're an excellent buy right now, and you know, our share price was knocked back, you know, around 40%, and we haven't gained too much of it. We've gained a little bit of it back, but I still think we're a really good buy. Our trading symbol CTGO, and that is on the New York Stock Exchange, America. So, is the website. And if you've got any questions, there's an info@contangoore. If you have questions, so you submit those, to the website info@, and I will respond to you.
Fantastic. You've always been very available to me. Again, I see it as a great value. Please, if you do, do what Rick Rula suggests. If you're buying companies, you really want to pay attention to them. And that's how you pay attention, is you get on the mailing list. I'll put how to do that in all of the show notes. Rick, I want to thank you so much. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. And I just want to communicate to you just that I am a happy, very, very happy and thrilled shareholder. And hopefully we can drive more people to be exposed to Contango ore and the story that you have there.
Thanks, Andy. It was good to talk with you, and travel safe.
Yeah, take care. Bye.